This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Filing of nominations for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections ends today. Prominent among those who filed the nominations on the final day today were BJP senior leader and health minister Mangal Pandey from Siwan Assembly constituency. Folk singer Maithili Thakur was also scheduled to file a nomination as BJP candidate from Ali Nagar constituency in Darbhanga. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna today. Talking to media, JDU MP Sanjay Jha said there are detailed discussions on election campaigning as both leaders are starting the campaign today.
Today, the Home Minister will be campaigning and the Chief Minister has a program in Jagdishpur in the second half of the day, which includes an election rally. We discussed this campaign in details. As we have only 22 days left, Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that in this election, Nitish Kumar is the leader of the NDA and we will contest the Bihar election under his leadership.
On the other hand, Congress leader Surendra Rajput said seat sharing in Mahagathbandhan has already been finalized and will be announced at the right time. The Congress has released a list of 48 candidates, which includes the party state president and leader of the Congress Legislature Party, Shakil Ahmed Khan. Our correspondent reports that following the seat sharing announcement, both BJP and JDU have intensified the election campaigns.
The BJP has deployed several chief ministers and union ministers for the campaigning. After the chief ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant arrived at Patna today for the campaigning. Union ministers Arjun Ram Meghwal, Giriraj Singh and Sarbanand Sonowal, among other senior leaders, are participating in the campaign, rallies and nomination meetings. As part of the election campaign, BJP senior leader Amit Shah met Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, who is also the president of the JDU, at the CM House in Patna. This was their first meeting after the finalization of ticket distribution in NDA. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh unveiled the first Tejas LCA Mark 1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. The Defence Minister also inaugurated a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh lauded the flight of the Sukhoi-30 LCA and HTT-40 aircraft prepared in the Nashik division. He said the flight of the jets represents country's flight of self-reliance in the defence sector. The Supreme Court has taken a serious view on the digital error scams, seeking response from the centre and the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Apex Court took suo motu cognizance of rising cases of digital error scams where fraudsters impersonate law enforcement agencies or judicial authorities to extort money from citizens, particularly senior citizens. More than 200 Naxalites surrendered in Jagdalpur, the headquarters of Chhattisgarh's Bastar Division. These Naxalites surrendered 153 weapons, including 19 AK-47 rifles and 17 SLR rifles. The surrendered group represented various ranks of the outlawed CPI Maoist organization. Talking to the media, Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai said the government is taking several welfare measures for the rehabilitation and skill development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's rivers are not just symbols of heritage, they are highways of progress. Sharing an article written by Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, the Prime Minister shared the vision for rejuvenated waterways. Mr. Modi said that the article highlights the strengthening of logistics, tourism and infrastructure over the years. Indian Army has inducted 113 electric buses along with 43 fast chargers in a move towards a cleaner and greener environment in line with the PM E-Drive initiative. The Army has signed a contract worth over 130 crore rupees with a private company in this regard. In the Denmark Open badminton tournament, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen is set to face Alex Lanier of France in the quarterfinals. In the men's doubles, an Indian duo of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will be in action. And that is the end of this news bulletin.